Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, and today was a very special show for me. I am bringing back Dr. Michelle Paris, Dr. Mom, ND, who was one of the first people that I interviewed when this podcast started. And I definitely encourage you to go back and listen to that previous episode, and I will link that episode in the show notes. But what I really loved about what I've been seeing Michelle doing is, number one, she's really committed to something in her business that gives her joy, that gives her purpose. And she really listened to her community and said, I know what these women need, so I'm going to create something around it. And because of what she's created, she is now thriving in her business. Her associates are thriving. Her women and patients are thriving. And I think it is just phenomenal. So I really wanted to bring her on to talk about that. And because she has created this phenomenal new piece to her business, and I'm not going to give it away, I've also seen a massive change in how she's showing up with regards to social media. And this is something that I want everybody to think about, especially coming into the new year, into 2019, is I think it's a very, very smart and strategic idea for you to be using this whole year to focus on promoting one major aspect of your business. And let that dictate your brand. Let that be what you're always talking about, what you're always promoting, what people are promoting and referring to you for, whether that is a particular modality, whether that is creating a group program, whether that's just doing a detox program over and over again in your practice. Let 2019 be that year where you simplify everything, you figure out what it is that you want to stand for, what it is you want your business to stand for, and allow it to start to become very much in the forefront of your business. It's also going to make everything else in your life so much easier, meaning it's going to allow for your marketing material and your copy and your images and your ideas for branding to come a lot easier to you, because you're not having to think about 10 different things that you can talk about. You know, if your focus is digestive health, maybe even more specific, doing food sensitivity tests, well, every time you post something or every two or three posts, it should be about what that one thing is. So can I get an amen from everyone who is going to do this? And please let me know while you're listening to this. Snap a picture, tag me in Instagram at Andrea Maxim ND, and commit to me what that one major thing is that you're going to do for 2019. For me, I have created my word for 2019. It is implementation. I have created and accumulated more than enough knowledge that I am just not implementing. I'm just dreaming and coming up with excuses. So my whole year is going to be about implementing. And we as well in our clinic are going to be rolling out a specific stream in which we treat patients. So I am so pumped about that. And that's going to be then my main platform that I'm going to speak to everybody on. And why I'm bringing this up is because in January, we are launching, or we are doing our half day intensive, which we do every single year. And we do these half day intensives in January and July. I do this with all of my Maximize Your Clinic members and now my Maximize Your Clinic Next Level members. So if that is something that you would be interested in, I would strongly encourage you to check out this free masterclass that I'm inviting you to show you how you can access to the half day intensive. It is www.maximizedbusiness.ca /3x, that's the letter X, your business. Check it out. Those 60 minutes should change how you are acting and how you are running your business. So what have you got to lose? But without further ado, let's jump on to this amazing interview that I had with Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, thank you so much for coming back on the Profitable Practice Podcast. You have done some really amazing things and people are starting to take notice, including myself. Like, what you've been really transitioning yourself into over the past couple of months, and that's evolved over the past like couple of years worth of work, has brought you to here. And this is why I needed to get you back on the show. So you had your original podcast with me, I think like 2 years ago, maybe even more than that. And I will certainly put the link in the show notes for what that show was, but I feel like your practice has completely evolved since then. So before we jump into that, why don't you remind everybody who you are, kind of like what you do as a naturopathic doctor, how you practice, and then we'll jump into all the amazing things that you've been doing.
Oh, you're so kind. Yeah, I am Dr. Michelle Paris. I practice in Oakville, Ontario, and I have been practicing for almost a decade and a year. I know, crazy. A year and a bit, 16 months ago, I opened up my own practice, my own clinic, the Poppy Clinic. And we went from myself and a holistic nutritionist who was my receptionist to growing to a team of 8 in a year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And, the last time we talked was just at the brink of bringing in a community health initiative into my practice. And that's really what has transformed things for myself. So, early on in my career, I branded myself as Dr. Mom ND. I still am her in clinical practice because I'm a mom and I'm a practicing naturopathic doctor. Yes. So I still do that in office. But then I really started to expand what I was doing with, adding community as a piece of what our clinic offered, which I think is a unique clinical setting and experience for patients. And yeah, it's been really exciting. Yeah. So that birthed a podcast. So now I'm just doing all different things and I'm really enjoying what I'm up to.
Sure. Okay. So I distinctly remember this when we had you on. Yeah. Our conversation was all about like the realities of being a mom and a healthpreneur and all these things. And that was kind of like what your brand was this whole Dr. Mom piece.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk about, cause that's really the main reason why I wanted you to come on, is now you've birthed this rebel tribe, mm-hmm. which is really taking our abilities as a healthpreneur to more of a community type outreach. So I'd really love to get some insight into how this whole idea came about. What was it about it that really made you passionate behind it? And then of course, how did you launch it? Because I mm-hmm. remember we had a phone call shortly mm-hmm. after the podcast mm-hmm. and you're sort of like, this is what I want to do. I don't really know. What do you think? And I was like, girl, friggin' just do it. So why don't you kind of walk us through that sort of brainstorming piece?
Yeah, you really helped me out. I'm very grateful for you. Okay, so at the time of opening a practice, I really became, well, I always had, I'm sure you've probably run group detoxes and love that collaborative experience. Like yeah. I just saw a deepening connection to people's health when they were collaborating with others. So that always stuck with me. So even when I was looking for my new space, I knew community was going to be part of it. So mm-hmm. we have 400 square feet in the back that's used for IV therapy. And then it's like a multi-purpose room. So it was really meant for community.
Yeah.
At that time, I started becoming really acutely aware of all the health benefits of connection and seeing the detrimental effects of social isolation. And so knowing that, you know, life expectancy can be shortened by 8 years and loneliness is up by 40% in the US, like we have a problem. We have a global health issue. And because I truly loved community and the concept of it, I was like, okay, well, I want to bridge these two things. at the same time, I was, you know, watching Moana, which is ridiculous that that is what really inspired it. But it did. It was, you know, feeling like I needed to trust my intuition and tap into what I think was going to be valuable for the women of my practice. And, mm-hmm. and truly, I was in this unique place in my clinical practice where I'd been working with a few women for like 7 years, 8 years, and they'd really outgrown the need to come see me frequently.
Yes.
Because they knew what they needed to do. And it has really had evolved, especially if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're empowering them to put their health in their own hands. They know what they need to be doing. And they check in with us annually or when things come up. But I could tell that they craved more. They needed something unique, a different type of health experience. So through that and what I was going through in my own life birthed this concept of Rebel Tribe, which is really sisterhood and self-care. And I really try my best to help women connect to themselves and connect to each other. Mm-hmm. And I kind of intertwined concepts of the divine feminine, which I feel like is popping up everywhere these days. So it's amazing to see that collective excitement about it, where when we learn it, I mean, as naturopathic doctors, we can teach women about their health and connect them that way, but then infuse, you know, the amazing power that we have as women. And so yeah, that's really what birthed that. And now it's become something so much bigger than me, I feel like, but it's a 10-month based closed group program. We meet once a month for 2 hours. We have a health initiative that we talk about. It's myself and my associate running them. They're super medical, so they have to be at this point run by a naturopathic doctor. Mm-hmm. But they sold out, and women absolutely love the concept, and they are part of like an online private Facebook group in between to cultivate that community appeal for people. But really, as we grew closer to the end of it, the women of the original one were like, what's next? Like, we want to stay working together. So I had 2 months to create Rebel Tribe Alumni, and we created a new program that we're constantly working on collaboratively with the group, which is pretty cool. And then it's birth Rebel Tribe Mama and all these different ideas. And it's really exciting and fun. And yes, it has like infused a love for, as a clinician doing something different. You probably feel the same need as being entrepreneurial minded. You kind of have to always be creating things to feel alive. So that's really, you know.
Well, and I think that's the biggest piece that jumped out to me about you is I feel like you're a whole new person. Like the person that I spoke to on that like Dr. Mom podcast, I didn't even like recognize you. You had this whole new vitality around you. You are glowing with just pride. And it's amazing how when we, number one, acknowledge what we intuitively want to do and then actually execute on it, and it's better than we could have ever imagined, how much that impacts like every soul in our being. And you are the perfect example of that, because it started with so much fear and like, I don't know if this is going to work, and how am I going to do this? So I know that there's a number of people that are listening right now that are like, I want to do that too. The idea of community and group and everything sounds so great to me. But the part that we always get stuck on is what if, what if, what if, how, what. And I would love it if you can remember, and I know it's been a while, but if you can remember, like, how did you just say, you know what, I'm going to make this happen, and what those initial steps were?
I really think it helps to have a coach, because the accountability piece was huge. It was like, this is what I'm thinking of. Okay. Like, let's set a date. I'm doing this, because if I set a date, same with the podcast, if I set a date, I will follow through. So I need that accountability piece. That's huge for me. There was so much fear, like absolutely unbelievable vulnerability, because I was like, I'm going to put myself up there. I'm going to show up in a way. And if this flops, I'm, you know, it's going to feel a little humiliating. Mm-hmm. So you really do have to stretch yourself and, you know, trust what is in front of you, and just have faith in the process and work your butt off. If you love something enough, you will find the resources and you will attract the right people. So I really got clear on who it is I wanted to be, what kind of women I wanted to attract, I reached out to my resources and in terms of how to successfully do this, what are some key things I could implement to ensure I have the best retention possible. And I think when you really get in tune with your purpose, your mission, and you're aware of what you need to do, then that just starts to breathe out of you. It is an interesting time when you and I were talking, because I had felt stifled for a number of years with the situation I was in. Mm-hmm. And I literally had just opened up shop like a month before you and I chatted. So I didn't know, it was all brewing. I knew what I wanted to do inside. I just didn't know if I executed, if it would succeed. And I really did. I tried to break it up for myself so it didn't seem so intimidating. Like, okay, if the first year I can't get people to sign up for a 10-month program, we'll do drop-ins. It will allow me the opportunity to work out my material, figure out what it is to have this divine feminine piece incorporated in a medical practice. Like, it's going to give me this opportunity. So I really try to be realistic. Mm-hmm. But you have to just kind of execute and just do it. And there was a couple times where I know, like Megan Walker with her Impact Lives event gives you a puke bag. Because if you're not doing something that scares you enough, like if you don't feel like vomiting, you're not stretching yourself. Right. Those are two moments. Launching the podcast and launching Rebel Tribe were those two moments where it's like, I'm showing up in a different way. And this could be horribly embarrassing. And, you know, I was someone who was, you know, I felt like I was bullied when I was younger. So you really are afraid of criticism. Mm-hmm. It can really hold you back, but you kind of just have to, I'm doing it and just we'll see what happens. And what's amazing with rising up in that way is you track people who get what you're doing and lift you up. And that makes you brave. Community makes you unbelievably brave. And so I felt like as I started to lift, a huge amount of new women who were thinking like me stepped up and were building me up and reaching out. We were supporting each other. And that gave me tremendous strength for sure.
Yeah. And that's such a valid point that you just made, is when you start resonating at a different frequency, at a different level, the things that you were repelling because of fear now just easily get attracted into your circle. And I think that's a wonderful piece, because we don't pay attention to that. We're just sort of like, oh yeah, like I just feel like this is the right thing and I'm meeting all these new people. But it's totally about the energy that you're giving off and the energy that you're repelling out of, like, fear, as I said, or negativity or whatever it is. So I'm going to again take you back.
Okay.
And you wanted to, that's okay. You wanted to create this program and you're like, okay, I'm going to do it for 10 months. The first question that I always ask people when they execute on these big things is, did you have it all mapped out? Was it perfect? Like, were you like, okay, this month we're going to do this and I'm going to talk about this and the next month. And this is where, again, I find we trip ourselves up, because we then map out everything and we want to control every little piece. And sometimes it's actually more beneficial for everybody involved if you're like, this is my idea, I'm just going to roll it out month by month and we'll see how it goes. If you want to come with me on the journey, amazing. So how did that initial, like, launch go?
Yeah, I love this question, because I can answer it to you very shortly. Like, no, I had nothing. I felt like an expert, if you will. I don't know what terminology we're allowed to use, but I felt as a naturopathic doctor practicing for 8 years.
Yep.
Authority. Thank you. I felt like an authority on women's health. So I knew that I could deliver great content when it came to functional medicine. So yes, we had a 10-month curriculum. I called it like my menstrual cycle, my digestion, my detoxification. Yeah. So that was launched as a pitch idea, but there was nothing. And the divine feminine was a totally new concept, but I was really digging what I was reading. So I was like, I'm going to intertwine this, but I'm going to figure out how. Mm-hmm. And at the end of 10 months, I truly felt like I knew what the curriculum was supposed to be. But yes, I think it's quite funny that I pitched an idea to a group of women who just really did trust going on that journey with me. I was mm-hmm. very transparent, and I knew that there was probably, you know, 30 hours a month in my future just to prep each topic, which was probably fairly accurate. That's how much work went into each one.
So that's a really important piece that you're saying there, is I feel that when people think of online, group, everything else, the next word that comes in is it's going to make my life easier. This is going to make everything easier. I'm not going to have to work as hard. But you do work harder. It's just in such a different way because it's, as for you, it's inspiring and invigorating and you're learning and you can't wait to share with this group of people. So those 30 hours, which is like mind blowing, doesn't feel like it anymore. So, you know, like, and I think it's really important for people to understand this and break out of that concept that this is not easy money. This is not like just poof, I created something out of thin air and didn't have to do anything. It's an investment.
Yeah, the hilarity is that it's a launch and learn. Like you launch it and you're like, I'm gonna trust this is all gonna come together. Again, accountability. If I set the date, I will have that material ready for that date. But absolutely. So and that's why you really have to be clear on what it is you think your mission and purpose are, because you better love it. Otherwise, you're just not gonna show up in that authentic way. And I think people feel that. And I would say that a lot of people will say the exact same thing you said to me is like, when you talk about this, you light up. I am absolutely lit up. I love this. It's my baby. I love that women trust me in this way. And I love what, how it's enriched my practice and my experience as a clinician, but also as a business owner. Yeah. So yeah, you'd better love it. There's a lot of hours.
Oh yeah. So in the group sessions, you're meeting once a month. How many people are invited into your tribe at a time?
21, because that's how many chairs fit in the space.
Nice. And then you're running them through a training, it sounds like. Like, is this presentation based? But if I do recall, and I want to really applaud you on this as well, is since you've taken on this journey, your social media has become so on brand that I now, if somebody were to ever say group program for women, you're like the first person I think of, because you're taking pictures of the women doing the group. You're now like, this is all encompassing of you. And this is really the true methodology behind branding yourself, is that one key thing that now social media and everything else is going to be evolved around. So I just wanted to applaud you on that as an aside. Thanks. But I saw on one of your posts, it was like women writing on a chart, or they all had like a little piece of homework or workshop that you were offering. So I'm really curious, like, what is it that you're offering in these monthly meetups?
Okay. So there is a methodology. It's so funny, because I've now hired facilitators. So they're like, wow, I had no idea we were doing this for a reason. I'm like, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. So we start off in a circle. And we start off with introductions. So either we're introducing our friend beside us, we're introducing ourselves. I'll ask a thought-provoking question just to stimulate conversation and get people more comfortable. And then I will, which with that many people usually takes about an hour. It's crazy.
Wow. Sure. Well, women love like to chat. Talk. Yeah.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Then I will go into the curriculum. So whatever the health topic is, I'll usually talk for about 40 minutes and then try to leave enough time for questions or a break or time to connect. It's a sponsored event. So we are fed by Lettuce Love. So women get to try like vegan superfood, which is super fun for them. And then we'll end with a closing circle. So there is a methodology behind that piece. And then through this, I've learned a group of tools, a lot for introverts. So I've now had to learn things I never realized I would have to learn, and how to navigate and how to help every woman feel like they're leaving with a full cup, because the introverts who were willing enough to share to with you their, and share their experiences, that sometimes they would get lost in that space and it was just too big. So now we're facilitating like breakout sessions. So what we'll try and create really fun ways of getting women to interact with their health in that way. So for my stress, we'll do a whole lecture on cortisol and stress, but then we did breakout sessions on brain dumping and surrender box and journaling and affirmation. So that also they can share in smaller groups. So for the women that don't really love the big group session, that they can break out and do their own small thing.
Perfect. And yeah. I resonate with that very much, being an introvert. Like, even the idea of running a community program is like so not part of my wheelhouse. That's a bit too much for me, but I appreciate that. And this is the important piece too, is that this is ever evolving. Like, you're constantly pivoting and learning and accepting feedback and figuring how to make this better. And that's why I'm so strongly against people trying to make everything perfect before you launch. Like, mm-hmm. it's never going to be what you expected it to be. I did have another question for you, which I've completely lost in my brain. Well, one question that I will ask is, you had mentioned that people are inviting their friends or inviting themselves. So is this a community-wide program offered to everybody, or is it just patients? Can people bring non-members into these things?
Great question. So when it first started off and I had to convince people to go on this journey with me, they were all patients and I knew them all very well. So it was a really safe space. And you gave me the advice of reaching out to people and inviting them. So mm-hmm. that really helped, I think, sell out the first time. And then the second time, it was my associate who was launching the program. And so I showed up for the info session and launched the concept of Rebel Tribe, and then introduced their new facilitator. And I would say at that point, most of them were still my patients. And this third round that I'm in, I would say 75% of them were new to the clinic.
Amazing.
So,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is a common question that comes up for me is, what if people want to bill this all under their insurance? Like, if they are patients and they want to put it through their insurance, do you do that?
No. Yeah. I spoke to you about this. Remember? Mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah.
Then do I have to write 21 charts? Yeah. And you were like, yes. So I scrapped that right away. It's all out of pocket. Some people have health spending and have found unique ways of writing it off or with their taxes or whatever. So I leave that to them. But no, they pay out of pocket for it.
Yeah. And so that is the easiest way to approach this. So everybody, again, gets caught up in the idea of, oh, well, if they're patients, they're going to want to bill this. And you just have to say, sorry, guys, like, this is just completely out of pocket. Like anything else you do outside of my office, buy food, go to the movies, buy clothes, that type of thing. But that was the question that I wanted to ask you, was, when did this become bigger than you, that you actually invited facilitators in to help? And how many groups are they helping you run?
So I knew pretty early on, with the attraction and the fact that I was able to sell out the first one. And then I would have people write me like, this is such a great idea. I wish this was here. I wish this was there. And I was like, oh goodness, like, we are going to have to figure out how we're going to bring Rebel Tribe to the masses. Like, that really felt very apparent to me early on. Because my associate is my good friend. She was a part of it from the start. She actually approached me and was like, this is a huge reason why I want to work at your clinic, was she was attracted to that. And she was like, I just want to show up as a doula. I just want to be a part of it. This is something that speaks to me. I just want to come. And so early on, as we were going through it, we realized that we could probably launch another semester and have her facilitate it. And because she had been a part of it all along, she really knew how to deliver the content in a way that was on brand, if you will.
Yes.
So we launched in September, and then May we launched Rebel Tribe spring semester. We sold out both with waitlists. And then I think by the third, like my second fall semester, so this past September, I think we had sold 7 spots even before the info session, and we sold out that night, and then had a new waiting list for the spring semester. So there just seems to be this natural momentum. And so there is one other ND who might possibly come in and do a winter semester. I don't know if summer makes sense, because, you know, it's not a great time to start anything, but we'll see. So right now we're walking about 42 women through the main program. And then we have the Rebel Tribe alumni that launched in September, and that had probably about like a 70% retention rate of the original tribe members. It was amazing. And they're working on connecting to their purpose. So the work that they're doing, because they're already so deeply connected, is so fantastic. So they're doing a lot more smaller group. They're doing a lot more working on their story and what their purpose is. And it's a beautiful program. And then Rebel Tribe Mama. So we hired one of the graduates to run alumni. We just hired another graduate who will run the spring alumni. And then we just hired someone to do Rebel Tribe Mama. And so it's a doula who will be facilitating conversations prenatal and postnatal, but like real talk conversations we all wish we had when we were going through that.
I am just like cheering for you and applauding you. I think what you have created is amazing. And I can just see this taking off like wildfire. And this is also something that you could even educate practitioners on how they can do it in their own practices, but with your curriculum, your branding and everything else, which brings us to the masses and why and how you're like, I got to do a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So that was my entry point. I do want to take Rebel Tribe online. I just got to figure out how to do that. Yeah. So this was, the podcast was an entry point into introducing that concept to a more global audience, but also to people who were truly saddened that they couldn't be a part of it. I felt like if I could bring those divine conversations onto a podcast, that they would feel like they get some part of that connection.
And how has that piece been? Because I know a lot of people would love to start a podcast. And again, podcasts are not inexpensive necessarily, and they are not like no time at all. You just have to record an hour episode. So how has that transition been on top of doing everything else that you're doing and being a mom and a wife and like just a woman, not like a worker?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Make jokes when I show up to like random Rebel Tribe sessions. We're like, Michelle, the woman has arrived and she just wants to be heard for a minute.
Right.
Cause they reset your soul. But, it's a lot. Yeah. Starting a podcast is a huge endeavor and it's expensive if you want it done well, or you don't want to take on all of the pieces of it. Mm-hmm. So I did hire a team to help with the production and getting it on my, like getting it onto iTunes and writing show notes. I don't handle any of that because I couldn't, it would be leaving my area of genius, if you will. And that's not a good use of time. So, It's a lot. I've had to change, restructure things, but I enjoy the conversation so much and I'm learning an incredible amount. Now I have this awesome opportunity. I'm sure you feel like that. You're like, wow, I'm just so grateful. I get to have these amazing conversations with such inspiring people. So I'm learning a lot and I feel proud of the content we're delivering. But yeah, I'm still adjusting to like, oh my gosh, I've got to find guests to come on and I've got to keep that managed. And we did partner up with the Institute of Holistic Nutritionists. Institute of Holistic Nutrition. So we have volunteers coming into the clinic. So I have a volunteer right now helping me with the admin part of the podcast.
Perfect.
So that's, so trying to utilize those resources we have available to us. And I think it's such an awesome opportunity for them to be a part of our clinic because we are so integrative and we have so many things going on. So trying to onboard a team, but yeah, it's, did I answer your question? It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. And so I have to, you know, I'm realizing that I'm probably going to have to restructure things so that I can stay creative and stay healthy. And, you know, so we'll be shifting things in the new year.
And that was the final thing that I wanted to talk about is, again, when something becomes reproducible, when it becomes offloadable, when it is something that you don't need to show up for and people are still getting value. So I can feel a lot of people saying like, I always want to be giving all of the content in the curriculum. I always want to be showing up for all of these things. And we can become very bogged down very easily unless we start bringing on facilitators and other teachers. With you not showing up to every single one of the tribes or running these tribe groups in your office anymore, wherever you're doing it, has it decreased the level of like the outcome that people are getting because you're not there?
No. And I think when you get strong in what you're looking for in your screening process, then you know you're picking someone who will implement the way you would. And I just happened to go to my very first Rebel Tribe session with Lisa, my associate, where I just got to observe her magic and it was phenomenal. And you realize that even though it's not me delivering that content, the bond, the connection, the content that they're getting is exactly what they need. and it's fueling them in the exact same way I hoped it would if I were delivering the content, and the quality is there. So I think, you know, you're right to grow. And I realized that I think this could be something really exciting. To grow, you have to have a level of trust and start onboarding. But I think I've gotten a lot of support in the sense of finding the right people to surround yourself with to launch your baby. It's hard to let go, for sure. And there were some growing pains. Like, I had weird insecurities. I had to have weird conversations about
totally
trust and intellectual property. I didn't want to have those conversations, but they come up. And if you get through all of that, then, you know, and you pick the right people, then yeah, it's honestly like they're getting the magical experience, whether or not you're there. And that's the whole point of creating a product that's reproducible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know about? Any growing pains that you want to talk about? Because the way we've described it, it all just so magically fell into place, but I'm sure it wasn't magic all the time. Any sort of, like, I love hearing the background stories, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like a fail, but just sort of like, yeah, I know that there have been times where like in my first launch, I was literally up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, like double checking my email sequences and double checking all my links because I couldn't like relax. There was so much anxiety around doing something new. I don't know if you had any of that experience at all.
I would say my biggest growth edge right now is learning how to price it appropriately. So I think I underpriced it the first time. And then, so how do you grow from there? The other thing was really dealing with retention and like with the introverts. So because it was so inexpensively priced the first time, or in my opinion, it was.
Sure.
Some people just kind of trickled away, and I was really trying to help understand why that was happening. So for me, that was the biggest piece, because I am an extroverted introvert. Like, when I go home, I like to be quiet, but when I am out and I'm on and I am larger than life, and it's just something that's very natural. So I can't understand that kind of setting wouldn't fill people up. So I would say for me, that was like the hardest pill to swallow, is that maybe that wasn't not for everyone, because I truly believe it is for every woman, but how we
present
apply the concepts to meet every woman, and so that they feel like as energized as I do. Because we are all different. So that for me was like a humbling experience, where it was like, okay, we really need to create new curriculum or facilitate this in a way that speaks to every woman. And there are, like, even in the second round, there was someone who didn't want to continue because it was just so hard for them. But we make them sign contracts and that they're in for the year and all those things. Yes. So we had expressed that. But it's also helping them face their fear and go through the fire so they can grow as a woman. So it's really, it's those kind of conversations where I'm like, wow, okay, now we really have to be great at community and fostering this for everyone who's attracted to it, because they're not all like me. Cool. I got to learn how to deal with that. Right. So I would say for me, that was the most humbling and most trying experience. And I'm still working that out. Like, I'm launching one tomorrow, and I'm like, how am I going to incorporate this in? Cause I've promised this to the introverts, but I want, my instinct is to deliver it this way.
Of course.
So I would say that is what causes me to stay up till 2 a.m. like racking my brain.
And I'm so thankful that you're being more transparent about the pricing side of things. So, you know, getting people on the contract, like, you're committed for the 10 months, and actually getting people to sign a piece of paper. And I think anybody who's listening that is offering some sort of group program, I know in Ontario, if you're putting it through your clinic and you're putting it through direct billing, we're not allowed to block fee. But I think having people actually sign a contract is a great idea, because this is outside of the office. I mean, still having that commitment is great. And I think because this is essentially almost like a membership program, that retention piece is huge, right? And anybody that's running a membership program will say the retention is always the hardest part. Now, just as a gauge, because you don't need to give this away if you don't want to, but as a gauge, how much do you think, for the amount of effort and work that you're putting into, what would the price range be? Like, maybe from the low end to what you think the ultimate value could be, just so people, because they always ask about price, right? Like, what should I charge?
for the whole program, you're probably going
to
think I'm
crazy.
You
don't need to tell me your exact numbers. Yep. But I'm just saying, if you could give even like a rough range of this is where I think you could start to.
I think you still have to think like a clinician, especially if you are hoping to retain these people as patients. So you really have to factor in a lot of things. And so I will explain this. I think it should be priced anywhere between $250 to $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Per person.
Per person.
Yeah.
And I'm somewhere on the lower end of that. Now, there was a reason for that. And I didn't really at the first time it was like just launch and learn and just get people to sign up. I just really wanted to close that group. So I really needed to lock that down. When you're delivering health content as a clinician, mm-hmm. and you're talking about functional tests, every woman in that room who loves to learn about health and they have an absolute passion for health. Like mm-hmm. at the end of 10 months, I was like, was that too medical? They were all like, no, it was crazy. I couldn't believe how much they were sponges for it.
Yeah.
When you talk about functional testing and how that's valuable to understanding their body, they're in your office. They are doing the test. They are committed to their health. Right. They are seeing you for regular visits. So you have to price it thinking about how they're investing in their health as a whole. It's not right. just that program. And because we want to evolve to retreats and things like that, the advice I got was that was, you know, doing it on the lower end was smart.
And you get the residual
they will continually,
income.
Yeah. Yes, will continue to invest in the brand. And so that was part of that. But then you'll tell some people the price and they'll be like, for 10 months, you are undercharged. So It's hard to do that dance, but I also, you know, we do expensive functional tests. I want them to invest in that
yeah.
and Dutch and, you know, so, and the regular visits to actually transform their health. But
right.
So I, you know, it's multifactorial when you're thinking about it as a clinician and like what you're trying to actually build with that. Cause I will say with my associate, she had just moved her practice to Oakville and she had the fastest growth ever she'd ever experienced in a startup because of community health. So
sure.
You have to think about the investment and how you want your clinicians to grow and how you want the practice to grow. So it's hard. I raised it by $100 per person this second round.
Yeah.
And I was very transparent with if any of them knew the price. I don't post it anywhere. But if anyone right. knew the price, I was very honest. I said, the reason why I'm doing this is because people stopped. Not everybody, it was still a big group by the end, but some people stopped coming because I think it was cheap enough that if they wanted to trickle away and not face their
yeah.
face, whatever was coming up for them, they didn't have to show up. I think it's really important. If this is a journey that attracts you, if this is something you really want to do for yourself, then I want you to make it to the end. I want you to go through the fire and grow from that and be this transformed person because the transformations were unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I was very transparent with them as to why I thought that was important. And no one gave me any resistance because it's probably still under what it should be for what it is. But
you are approaching it from a very smart perspective, being like, this price is not the minimum that people are going to end up spending with me.
Exactly. They mm-hmm. get in the door. And I will say what's so cool about doing this is the people who are like in our office all the time, hanging out, investing, our Rebel Tribe members, and now yeah. they know each other. So they're going for community acupuncture together or doing IVs together. Like it's a community. We've yeah. created a community and they have huge loyalty to what we're doing and they trust us and it's an incredible thing. So you want to honor that too.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you. I'm oh, just like so above and beyond just, I look to you as someone, and I think, and whenever I do these podcasts, I'm always like, how could I do or implement something like this into my office? And it's just not for me. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, no, this is so not for me. But I'm just sort of like, what an amazing thing for anybody who's listening to think about doing this. Just thinking of the ripple effect that it is created for growing and boosting your practice, for filling up your calendar, for making these connections, as you said. So patients now, it's almost like a gym, almost like you like see yeah. your best friends at your clinic and you guys do all these treatments together. And I think it's just such a phenomenal thing that you've created. And I really hope that you are celebrating this and you're not just doing it because you love it. I really hope you are being celebrated and that you are celebrating this because this is massive.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. Yeah, it's been so much fun, and I'm excited for what's to come because I just feel like I'm doing what I was meant to be doing. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if people wanted to pick your brain even get involved in this themselves, how could they reach out to you?
Yeah. So I can be found on most social media platforms as Dr. Michelle Paris, and our clinic is poppyclinic.com, and the Rebel Tribe page and everything is on the website. So, and the podcast is Rebel Talk.
Awesome. Congratulations again. And thank you for coming on.
Hey, anytime.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Another amazing episode in the books. And I hope that you were inspired even just a little bit by what Michelle has been up to and thinking of ways on how you can really take your business to the next level and perhaps create a community or group-based program. But most importantly, as I said at the beginning of the episode, I really want you to think about what is that one platform, what is that one modality, what is that one treatment, that one anything that you are going to really allow shine for 2019. And I want you to share that with me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. Don't forget to sign up and watch that free masterclass on how you can create 5 different strategies. And don't forget to sign up for that free masterclass that I talked about that's really going to transform the way you act in your business, the way you run your business, and of course, increase the lifetime value of every single patient and client you have. You can check that out on maximizedbusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. Now, of course, you could listen to all the podcasts in the world and you're inspired for a second, and then that light very quickly goes away with the next mom or, you know, doctor or the next person that needs you. And I really want you to stay focused. So if you need that extra level of accountability, if you need that extra support, I would love to chat with you. We can book a 30-minute strategy call. If you just want to reach out to me again, either on Instagram at AndreaMaximND and send me a direct message, or send me an email, and we'll come up with a time that I can help you kind of just navigate your way through this crazy thing we call healthpreneurship. And if you want to work with me personally, that's always an option as well. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.